students of any ages. I want to talk to you about Move Up Sunday. Move Up Sunday is the day that we as a church officially recognize that your students have entered a new grade. So if they were in fifth grade, on this day, we consider them a sixth grader as far as the church is concerned. Move Up Sunday is happening on June 6th, and here's why you need to know this. We're starting service in the main sanctuary. Everyone needs to be in the main sanctuary except for your nursery children. They can go to the nursery. We're going to be in here, and right at the beginning of service, we're going to celebrate everyone moving into new classes. So again, for example, I'm going from the children's ministry into the youth ministry. So everyone's going to start in here. We're going to celebrate the move up classes, pray over them, and then we'll dismiss Children's Church out for their classes, and the youth ministry will stay in here for worship like we've been doing. If you have any questions about Move Up Sunday, contact myself or Pastor Randy. We would love to help you understand the whole process so nobody's confused when we get there. We look forward to celebrating with you and your students on June 6th.
Jesus did it not by might nor by power, but by his Spirit.
The God that's going to turn your nothing into a miracle like you have never seen before in your life.
It's that time of year again, Mother's Day, the one day of the year devoted to the... But is one day enough time to adequately express our appreciation and love for our mothers?
No, it's not.
No, it is not. Because a mother... A mother instinctively knows when to offer tender words of encouragement.
Hey, you guys have a good day. Mommy loves you. Bye-bye. Make good choices. Mwah, hugs and kisses. Bye.
She is always available to offer wisdom and instruction.
Can we just solve for Y? X is being difficult.
As well as correction when needed. A mother is ready at a moment's notice with a creative idea.
How am I gonna go to the bathroom?
Well, you can't, because you'll rust.
And she always presents a precious works of art.
That one's for later.
Of course, some need a little more refining than others.
Yes. Yes, they do.
Well, good morning on this Mother's Day. We just want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers here today and those watching us on live stream. Thank you so much for being with us today. I was listening to the radio yesterday and I heard a funny story that I want to share with you mothers because it hit home. There was this third grade teacher and she was teaching her class about magnets on a Thursday, and on Friday they had a test. And so on the test, she had six. To all of you mothers, you want to be mothers, you soon to be mothers, we're so glad that you joined us for service today. Quick reminder, the Very good. Send it to him. Be changed for the glory of Jesus.
All right, here we go. Father, in the name of Jesus. Okay. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, George.
He didn't hold me down, so we're good. All right, this is Lakota. He's getting baptized today as well. Lakota is going to be in our huddle back in the teens. Lakota, have you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and you've confessed that He is the Lord of your life?
Yes.
All right, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Students back.
silent. Surely it was true. But since when has impossible ever stopped you? Friday's disappointment is Sunday's empty tomb. But since when has impossible?
moments or whatever those things that are happening today, this morning, I just want you to sing this part out. Sing, get up out of that grave to every situation, to everything that's trying to get you down right now. Let's do something different.